Allah ben zor. Mahvola çıktı nasıl olduğunu bir kutu kusu işte. Mokte başı. Kanka değerli cemaşı mı diyor. Kanka çakı çarçı. Bir kutu tüm kusu işte. Namşet namacı çanı tire. Nimon bununla ne var? Bedakini şevir çağısı işte. Tedara geyin yuman namşan namboz cüşe cüs. Namboz cü cü çaşı. Nimo bumna ne var? Bedakini şevir çağısı işte. Rasun. Oto, şimdi tatire, kadang zot kadesa. Tapaki namsha chu gane simgi rangshi wasawa se di kaza ngu tsuta ngoh gyu ani ngoh gyu jiburibe ani kare ngoh tu gyu tu ngoh gyu de jibu tu ani ta pezin di sum di tsabari pezin ngoh gyu de le di pezin rop tsuta tsabari shido uchi pichin duksin chi shi kyabari ta langma tukdii ta nekab dehla zamshani an jela ta tuzu chungsu na ani di langma di maa chuchu shi
So of the 10 topics that explains how the mind is in the nature of clear light. Of the 10, we have finished with the first three, isn't it? The entity, the causes, and the effect, yeah. So the fourth one being function and so on and so forth. And for the time being, we will just leave it as and there. If there is time, we may come back to this, yeah. So now let's jump to the explanation of how the defilements are adventitious through nine examples. Yeah. That so please go to verse 96, yeah.
Army jump. Parachute jump.
They see from a no path. They swift but no path. There's no path. They swift.
Okay, we visit after. We'll come back again. What do you need? That and that. Tā tōng tā tī chā lā tī rē, tā pē gu, tā pē gu yī gu nē, tā pē gu tā tōng gu tī nē shē shē tā tōng tā, tā tā tō tī shī shī mū nī mū tē kā lā, tō tā ngō shū shē tī tī rē, pē gu tā tōng gu yī gu nē, tā chī mā lō bā wā tūp shē tā, ā nē, tā tōng gi sīm gi rāng shī wā sā wā tūp gu yā rē, tā chī mā lō wā tūp shē tī nē yī gu nē, ā nē sīm gi rāng shī wā sā wā tūp hē, kāṁ tī shī yī mū yā tūp hē, wā tī nē mā rē.
So in the Tathagata essence, in the Tathagata Sutra, the Sutra of the Tathagata essence, yeah. Nine examples and their meanings are taught to show that the defilements are adventitious. And through that, the meaning, what is driven at, is that the Tathagata essence, or that the mind, the nature of the mind is clear light. Yeah.
어떻게네다디네마다자고런이모범나내버디빼다진시합샤스다돈다이다티고런다심지탐지유라산지리기여상관다망고숨사르와다리기여바이나리기여당유수간대지와래스나다이모범나내버디빼다진시합샤스다돈다이이모배아니가라선범나아니내시여래스어찌되여바디때빼이고니시기있어떻게순수하이바래
So on the verses prior to verse 96, basically an extensive explanation of how the nature of the mind is clear light, and then how the lineage exists, isn't it? The Buddha lineage exists, yeah. So there's a lot of discussion prior to that, yeah. So here, from verse 96 onwards, is an explanation of how the advantages, the defilements are advantages, and that the afflictions, the defilements are kind of enveloping or covering, you know, this Tathagata essence, yeah.
어떻게네다디가르쳐나다디내게디송해사래다디다디가불러다디내마음따오가르쳐나보겠다다마시지금용인그쪽빼나가르쳐라다군인이모촉다돈다군인이모촉처벌체비아니빼구스다당부티고래다가나신다남장이쪽처벌체비빼구스네다다잉이다빼쪽게티내도시이구여래다돈다군인이모처벌체비빼구아니남장쪽처벌체비빼구어다가나신아니퇴나구구소티내구로받아
성질이감히스키워
아성질
什么钱吗
？signify
那
signify
存吧了
啊，存吧，
存吧了
啊，
存吧了，存吧了
啊。So there are basically nine analogies given, and of course, then correspondingly there must be nine meanings, isn't it? That is driven at, you know, that is implied, you know, or that spoken of through the analogies, yeah, and. There are nine analogies, but there are nine analogies that pertain or symbolizes the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, and the nine analogies that symbolize.
그야래다다다당보티래빼나가서군인이모빼나다군인이모처벌시해또나이기티래다빼나다군인이모초다때는처벌시해빼구시하고야리균빼구용하시디다딘데빼고용과의균제가르쓰나다다튼디바텔라구리와레스튼기디바텔라구리와레스다딘데디바구디솜벌시베빼고쓰다테레솜벌시베디바구디솜벌시베빼고쓰시테레다군인이무쇼쓰나다디바구샤디바구디솜벌시베빼고쓰시다또다딘데구나도
So there are nine analogies symbolizing the there are nine analogies that are related to the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. Yeah. So why are there nine analogies for that? Because in meaning there are nine obscurations. Yeah.
Oh, today. That today, that that to carry on the journey. That to that here. That is the new group. That. Then that. Deep good carry. So that to that here. Then. To some the power. Power. Now some. So the team group. Then that. To show. So that team some. That to that. Some. That just now. Because you were. That power. Now. So that. To show. So that team some. The power. Now. So that. That some. What did you say? Go ahead.
So what are the nine? Yeah? So you have the three dormant ignorance, anger, and attachment. The anger, attachment, ignorance, anger, attachment, which are dormant. So you can think of it as being the predispositions or imprints.Of those three.
So, what is that? So, the two sub sovereign says that the Dilamna is the tīndē chīsī sūmī mārē, dōjā shiatān tīmō sūmī sābā nūsīnē wā tō sūmī mārē.
So basically, we are talking about the seeds of the three poisons.
Tīnē mā tā shībā tī, anī tē sūmī, anī chī kūnyā lāwē, tā kūnyā tāwā tāpū chīk sīnē tā tāntū tī ngurī nē, tōndā kī tīrē pāgī tē sūmī kūnyā lāwē, tā nīmō ngūnyuwa tāpū chīk sīntā tōndā chīk lā tāngā jā, ngūnyuwa tāpū chīk sīntā chīk lā tāngā jā, o tīrē.
Chakpo rā.
Shūk shīmbu sīntā tōndā rā.
Okay, so you have three, yeah?
Ngūnyuwa lā shā tīrē.
Then, next is, the fourth one is, the afflictions, the strong manifest afflictions arising from those seeds, yeah. So they are, the fourth is the, you know, the strong manifest afflictions of ignorance, anger, attachment. Yeah, when these three are counted as one. Next, you have the levels of the predispositions of ignorance, yeah.
네 아니지 동방 무슨 직시가를 아니 공방 무슨 직시야
Okay, five ready, right? Six and sevens are the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments.
도치네 되네 딱 맞다 사든기 아니 집아세 맞다 몇 사든이야 사든 뭐 집에 벌기 사든라 맞다 사든세 아니 뒤에 갈기다 또 맞다 사든기 집아세 되네 사제보고 주와서 답아 사슴 쓰거래 다디 내가 집었어 독신 따셔야
답아 사슴 집아 집아라
답아 사슴 집아 맞아 사슴 집아 독신
Then the last two are the obscurations of the impure grounds, basically the first to the seventh. And the last one is the obscurations of the pure grounds, the three pure grounds, the eighth to the tenth ground.
Oh, 도시네. 다 떤다 이 다 들에 다 뒤에 뒤기 뒤바고 뒤에 신이 시작이야래. 아 도시네. 다 뒤에 뒤바고디 아니 천지기 빼고 쓰네다. 군인 유몽 초벌시비 빼고 세리비진 뒤에 예지를 쓰기야. 다 떤다 이 뒤구디샤 아니 대 초벌시비 빼고 쓰네. 어떻게 시작해버래.
So these are the nine, these nine obscurations are the nine meanings, yeah, of which the nine examples are, in which the nine examples exemplify, right?
Oh, 독신. 다 이제 다 된저에 다, 네, 다 지금 맞다. 독신. 다 또 다, 다 등이 빼고 가서, 네, 다 집어 구우시네. 어, 독신. 다 장가디 다, 다 예고해 주시오.
So that's the list of the nine obscurations.
That on that, that got the Okoron to the Yaksar patient. That dinema, that dipshed the demi base, that on the pay cagita, pay cablaya, dipshed, that bella you good one. The pay cag, dipshed, sent that disugiare, pay dipcha, and it pay dipshed, pay cabla carreras, and that is swallowed it, that's our tea. Sanya Penyan, John, the Tamal Pulan, you were misanam, says Salatin, is a teacher on Corona.
So in stating examples, during the time of setting examples, there is the obscured and the thing that obscures, right? Okay? I mean, even when you're explaining, when you're using examples, at the time of explaining examples, in each of those nine examples, there is something that is being obscured and there is something that is obscuring, right? Okay, anyway, verses 97 and 98, yeah. Like a Buddha dwelling inside an ugly lotus, honey in the middle of many bees, a kernel inside the hearts, a gold within filth, a treasury of jewels in the earth, stalks and so forth existing in the seed, the image of conqueror inside a tattered garment, a lord of humans inside the womb of a lowly woman, and a precious image in an earthen mold. This essential constituent dwells in sentient beings, obscured with the advantageous defilements of afflictive or afflictions. Yeah. The English is clear, right? What is being obscured and what is obscuring, right?
Is it clear there? What is it? Tadi cipan dulu, tas tas cerita belok mana sih ni tunggu yang sangat susah buat itu malu. Dulu ini ada tu dah cipta ni turut cina dulu kasur ta. Sanje sini ta tu dah ni sanje kena ta. Cendera biji gende bi sanje sida sanje kena ta cendera biji gende bi sanje. Mana lah siapa biji tinggi sini ta ti ti siapa ta ti ti diber cebi, ani cipta bermah siapa ta tu dah. Bemen nangdu ta sanje ku cendera biji gende mas otosini ta sanje ku cendera biji gende bi sanje ku di ta dipcharwa dipche di bemah cegarwa ta.
So the first example, like a Buddha dwelling inside an ugly lotus, yeah. So here the Buddha which possesses the marks and major marks and exemplifications, yeah. It's abiding in a lotus, yeah. That's the first example, right? The lotus is that which is obscuring, isn't it? Then the next example is a swarm of bees, basically just covering and obscuring, the honey.
Well,
next is like imagine if there's a barley, barley seed, or wheat, that's found inside a husk. So you have husk rice, right? Husk barley, husk wheat, yeah. So the husk is like that which obscures the actual, the seed, the barley or the wheat you're looking for, right?
Oh, to see. Then ma, ni si, tan misa ni nang tu, ani serio mas. Tan 但是做把没事人能都不给定了，但是弄的吧，是吧？能出的吧？说定的送来的。
Next is a piece of gold that is that is sunk into a mass of filth.
어독신해근데마들에안에실미사미쓰리여봐안에우버킴싸워도때려봐다때려다미우버시우지이마시아때꼬랑이다강배사이왁도안때려봐서다돈다사디집시안에대우기때디집시하러와어디를
Next is a treasure, no, like a mine, a gold mine, or anything, something precious, a mine that is sitting beneath the house of a pauper, yeah. Somebody who's very poor. He happens to be living there, but he doesn't know that there's a gold or something precious beneath the ground. Yeah, so. The treasure is being obscured, yeah, by the ground.
어떻게네배나다배나다준신배나준신신청부다뒤에깨기누바디섭준신이섭은내가로열어봐따로준신뒤다또나이섭은내가로나배나다보기준신청부깨기누바디다섭은내가로열대봤지따또나
Then next you have a seed. So a seed has that.Potential to, let's say if it's a seed of a big tree, that seed has the potential to produce a huge tree, isn't it? Right? So at the time of the seed, that potential exists within the seed.
어떤데시다가나시아니드네마아니고르바다또다고르베나도아니산지구수여바다어떤데시다고
Then the next example is an image of Buddha that is wrapped inside a piece of tattered garment.
어때래다때다가나시아니시다보면냄새떠나아니시떠나냄새다고르지위자베부여봐아니어때래빼셨을때하마화시떠떤다때래
Next is the son of a universal or wheel turning king in the womb of a lowly woman.
어떻습니까아니지나때는담아대들에빼나가서다남주다룩잡셔산쟁이군다때는수구도와사이룩잡셔때나다쓰리기다구때는수구여러와룩잡셔어떻게빼대단자시다때수구여
Then, usually, bronze metal statues are cast, made from molds, yeah, isn't it, right? So, in the time of casting the statue, if you look beyond the mold, in what's in the mold, the statue that is cast is in the mold, isn't it?
어떤데지르샤다떠다니티데다곧아집다돈다배가불티데신다지단다래다도지마간에로마시엔투베시래디스조조래
So this is the listing, you know, the examples. Yeah, and if you were to read this on your own, it's fairly straightforward, isn't it?
어들으셨다디네다디단다지배신다들랍샤나배신다지금해줘다다지다지남산쪽에있는다다배는남장소선발실배다돈다이배구용해시다돈다배구도다게들어가지버렸다난남장소선발실배구들여서다돈다이배구용해대야가르쓰나다대만군이기가됐어대만군이가됐어제가빼군이야가됐어남자쪽처벌을채우빼군이가됐어나다남자쪽이대만군이가됐어
So just as there are nine examples or related to the class of the thoroughly affected phenomena, there are also nine examples pertaining to the class of thoroughly purified phenomena. So why are there nine examples? Because in meaning there are these nine things, or nine phenomena, nine phenomena. Yeah.
어떻게네? 다 돈다니 다 빼고 세리 집어라. 돈다니 다 빼고 되게 군인님 모초 처벌시야. 군인님 모초 쪽 처벌시야. 남자 쪽 처벌시야. 돈다니 빼고 되다 집어라. 그럼 어떻게? 남자 처벌시면 빼고 아니 군인님 모초 처벌시면 빼고 선 돈다니 빼고 되다 기시야 다가라네.
Well, as for the nine examples that exemplify or the class of thoroughly purified phenomena, the examples themselves are the same. There are nine examples exemplifying the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena. There are nine because there are nine meanings that are exemplified.
어떻게네? 다 이제 바게 때도 왔다 돈다 이제 못 들을 빼나 바게 빼나 당벌이잖아. 산재 구슈 빼마 지금 구도 왔다 빼니도 왔다라. 그러봐, 그러봐, 그러봐. 산재 구직체 아니 빼마 셋도 나 이니도 왔다 돈다 빼니도 와. 다 빼마 되게 빼탕 빼마 세되게 또 군인이 모셔 처벌시야지. 아니 산재 구수 세되게 다 남자 소 처벌시야. 어떻게 다 독신 잘해 있어.
So in the if you look at the nine examples, yeah. In each of those examples, there are two phenomena mentioned in each example, in each of those nine examples. So the first one is a Buddha dwelling inside a lotus, isn't it? I'm not sure whether the lotus is ugly or not. Because the lotus exemplify a meaning of the class of thoroughly purified phenomena. And the Buddha, the lotus exemplify what? The meaning or phenomena of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. And then you have the Buddha which is, exemplifies the meaning of the thoroughly purified class of thoroughly purified phenomena, class.
당보 직다 띠냐버시다. 도대님보 띠래. 다 남자 조참을 채우고 빼고 아니 군인님 조참을 채우고 빼고 씁니다. 당보 띠래. 그래서 다기 쉬어지도 하다. 빼 당보를 잡아야나. 빼마당. 다 아니 사지 구 씁니다. 니도 하. 어디나네 찍이다 군인님 조참을 채. 찍이 남자 조참을 채 어디선.
So earlier, it was stated that there are nine examples, right? Exemplifying the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, and then there are nine examples exemplifying the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena. Yeah, all right. So in the first example. In verse 97, like a Buddha dwelling inside a lotus. In that example, there are two different things, yeah, isn't it? So in that example, the lotus exemplifies the meaning of, or exemplifies the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, and then the Buddha exemplifies the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena. Yeah.
다디 신고도 던더티레 다 that 군이 니몽 섬을 세워 다 퇴라 구유도 같아 군이 니몽 섬을 세워 백 구유야 돼 가서 퇴기 아니 그 거기 군이 니몽 니몽 다또 다 거기 집어 구유하시 군이 니몽 군이 니몽 뭐 집어 구유하시 던더들 아 군이 니몽 초기 집어 구유도 와 다디 섬을 세기 백 구유스니 수완시래
so in meaning there are nine obscurations So as such, there are nine examples that exemplify those nine obscurations, right? And this is pertaining to the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. The other one is the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena, or I guess sometimes you might have to say the class of the thoroughly pure phenomena. So, first, there's a listing of the nine examples, right? And those nine examples exemplify a certain meaning. Yeah. So, in that sense, basically, you don't know why there are nine things. Yeah, basically.
What did it? 어떻게네? 다 드네마다 남자초 첨을 집에 딱 빼고 융해지 가르스나 들어야다 등기 남자초 딱 구융해시 등기 딱 구유하래서 남자초 딱 등구리 냐바인자 안 빼고 융해시래스.
So because there are nine meanings pertaining to the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena, thoroughly pure phenomena, then there are nine. Examples that exemplify those nine meanings.
Oh, that too, isn't it? That day, that. That my child, just shush, go there. That is just not there. That not that. That too, go there. That too, there. Because I hear, reading, watching, do all that. Morning, good, Tuesday, that. These new mission, new mission, that too, Sunday, new mission, Thursday, that. That today, my too, go there. That.
So earlier on in verse 27, that verse which states the three reasons why sentient beings possess the Tathagata essence, right? That verse which says, because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, because lineage exists, all embodied are always in possession of a Buddha essence. Yeah. So when the meaning of this verse is explained in a slightly elaborate way, when expanded, then you have the nine meanings pertaining to the class of the thoroughly pure phenomena, let's say.
어때? 다 조상군이 출세당 스타트래 말. 막았어.
조상군이
출세. 왜? 나 조상군이 출세다. 다 또 나 산재기 다 죽고 칠레 두셔라 처발해 세신구로. 다 죽고 칠레 두셔라 처발해 세 죽고 세야 되라. 바다 똑바 추구 땜바 추구 스니 니숭구여래 똑바 추구 땜바 추구
땜바 땜바기
똑바 땜바 아 가르사 단다 가르사 똑바 땜바 당 단데 가르사
농
로기 땜바 세지어라 지레 어디 나시래
죽으니 tōbī shūgū rā.
Shūgū tēlā, tā shūgū tēlē tūshālā chabā rā sādhī, shūgū sēdhīlā, ānī tōkbā shūgū, tēmbā shūgū sūdā. Tēmbā shūgū tēlā tēmbā sūdā. Shūgū tēlā tēmbā, tēmbā shūgū sūdhī sūdhī.
Tēmbā tī?
Tā lūgī tēmbā tā tēlē, tōbē tēmbā tā lūgī tēmbā sēdhī chikbā rā tōndō.
Tēmbā kōrāng tō tī? Tēmbā?
Kōlā tēmbā rā sūdhī.
Tēmbā, tēmbā.
Kōlā pā tēmbā. Chukula tenpa sata tandayi, tere, pena tokpe tenpa na lungi tenpa sayada jiba tukure. Ta tokpe tenpa sayada, tokpa chuku sayada re. An tela tenpa sata lungi, pena lungi tenpa sayada, tela tenpe ta, tenpa chuku sayada re.
Tenpa de, Chinese kiwa, tenpa foundation.
You confusing? Not yet. Okay.
Literally, is that it sounds a bit funny in English, Tembe.
That chugu dushala chabare, that to send you, then a chugu said that, top of chugu lazis.
I'm going to go to the temple. Tenpa, sho.
Tela tenne, ta.
Tenpa, tenpa, supporting. Depending.
Depending.
Inji na kenza uzu.
Ta kawashi. Ta kemi to. Ta te kare, ta nye tsasang yu nye mani.
Ha? No, it sounds weird in English, that's a problem. But anyway, anyways, see, because a perfect Buddhist body is...
Yana di yuk shantyu to ta.
Yeah.
Ala nekab shao shu. Ha. Tadi, nekab dhala sha, tadi jima shiju sha, tadi kanga chudu na dhundu. Tale, namja cho tsumbar cheba di jela shiju sha. Raba?
Tsumbar cheba.
Namja cho tsumbar cheba, peku dang, tuen guya dang, peku yuha resa, namja cho ma, di jela shiju sha, ale tanda, guni ni mu chok chibu di sha sha na. Raba? An jela di, namja cho jela shiju.
So, anyway, there are these nine examples. The nine examples exemplifying the nine meanings of the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, and the nine examples exemplifying the nine meanings of the class of the thoroughly pure phenomena, of which maybe let's try to start. Let's maybe just start with the examples exemplifying the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. Yeah, so then after which then you know we will look at the examples that exemplify the meanings of the class of thoroughly pure phenomena.
Oh, that tinema, that tire pagita, tinema tsao koranchina yasare, that karasina pagita, pagita kishiba nashire, tungi tiba gu shakshi, that to dai, tusumgi pala nyawa sen, that tambo tambodi, that toshagi pala nyawa sen, shakyore. That tea mashiki yore, doshagi pala nyawa segi that, beti mashibi tone, that, chima lubo segi that tea tene, bishi, doshagi pala nyawa lubo res, that. Ti sungela tene.
So you know there are the nine obscurations, yeah? Right? So the first one is dormant attachment. I mean, seed of attachment, but dormant attachment, yeah. Okay.
That's why. That day, my super check, that on the disungier, tambodi, that this crossal, that the doja palanya, what the luboy mass, what the sunga shoot, that is our demand of that. She that to nepeme, nanabas, that in a ma, loxia, nepe, to. 두제도 봐 대신 대바 때는 zomburchu sishite. Dikswa, dina ma shulong kashi. Shulong sum na shiri chik duwata. Shulong sum na shiri, dhamma dirik murishita otire. Shulong sum, otire.
So the first example of a Buddha inside a lotus, that is an example. The lotus here exemplifying exemplifying basically the dormant attachment is adventitious. So verses 100 to 102.
Oh, that is this one. That take up the tire, that carcina, pick up the tire, penna, timishima, that donya bas, that on the song, timishima, donya bas, that in the peme, pagita, kuna, and it send a pezzy dembe, and it tishim, goody, and it's it, penna, high, meet on them, and I'm tongue, and it's it, cause a parable, and it loves you, that, dama de sese, and it's it, goody, want to do us.
So in verse 100, the examples here states that there is a Buddha inside, dwelling inside a ugly lotus. So that is not seen by many, yeah? But there's somebody who has that divine eye, sees that Buddha inside the lotus, and he tells others that there is a lotus, there is a Buddha inside. So you should pluck the petals, yeah, away. When we do that, the Buddha will be revealed.
Oh, then I see today that the picture is turned. Ah, any such person, then ah, Sanjay, that one, the teacher was that Sanjay. Any such then ah. But not many of you, not many of you, Simja Namla Yang, Anishi Karasana Kasana. But I come to see you most in a middle, Sim Rashig, don't buy anybody. Anishi, you have a 6 year, that in it? Karsana, that? 6 year, Anishi Karsana, that, Jibade, Anishi Sour. Anishi Pogita. Tapshi tenche, ta chola sopa sungche, ani chimati bangche, ani sawari chikukre sinne, ta sanjige ma chu sungashi, ta tire, sungche ani, kalikali ta chimatakdrayashi.
So similarly, the Buddha sees that even those sentient beings that are born in the relentless hell, the avichi hell, even Buddha sees that their minds are empty of true existence. And that if they were shown the Dharma, and then slowly even they can purify their obscurations.
Karsana, that same Kazanya Bada, Boy Karsan. Takbe Paru to Chiba, said the Chibare, that to dying, Boggy Ningzi dying change, and it's same jigger, and it's a Gumasha was Sushita, and it goes church, and it's a Simjanaki, and it's a Takops, Kola Kartu Java, and it does a Palanya Tinsota, Jamashe, Tushana, Timena, that Jibano, and Jamashe, Church, Jibano, Doris, Jigres, or Tux.
So, if you remember, in the earlier discussion of under the topic of earlier on in the discussion of the Tathagata essence, right? How the Dharmakaya possesses the perfection of the quality of permanence, and that the Dharmakaya engages, works for sentient beings uninterruptedly out of compassion, yeah, to free sentient beings from their obscurations. Yeah. And of course, here in this context, you can say that the Buddhas, out of compassion, work to free sentient beings from this particular defilement, the very first one that we are talking about here, the obscuration here.
So the
Buddhas see that the sentient beings' minds are empty of existing truly, and that the adventitious the defilements that are obscuring the mind are adventitious. As such, you know, they emanate, yeah, the Dharmakaya emanates, you know, and engages sentient beings, and then shows the path of the sentient beings, and through that, sentient beings gradually free themselves from their obscurations. And the point is that since sentient beings can free themselves from obscurations gradually, that means that obscurations can be gotten rid of, right? Which means then that the defilements are adventitious.
This
is an example, you know, when you take apart the ugly flower, lotus, right? Tearing away the petals and one at a time, right? I mean, the Buddha that is inside that lotus would gradually be revealed, isn't it? So likewise, you know, by removing, you know, all the different layers of obscurations, you know, at the end, you know, the Dharmakaya can be actualized, yeah. So, you know, in an example, you have a person who is clairvoyant, who possesses the divine eye. He sees that there is a Buddha inside that an ugly lotus, something that many do not see, isn't it? So, and he tells the others, hey, you know, you just have to, you know, just, you know, open up the petals, you know, and you'll find a Buddha inside, right? So likewise, the Buddha sees that all sentient beings, us sentient beings, possess the Tathagata essence. But we do not realize it. So the Buddha tells us that we have this Tathagata essence. He reveals the Dharma to us. And through that, you know, then we can then gradually expose, you know, realize the Dharmakaya.
Oh,
So in the next three verses, which is related to the second example, isn't it? Honey in the middle of a swarm of bees. Yeah. That is related to the second obscuration, which is dormant anger. Dormant, yeah.
Oh, toxin. That tinematire, penata, soja, bons, that tondaitire, anichig, that mambuji, coche, anichig, tapogi, calcena, dance it tip deba. One epogi, that dance it turning in, that pogi, damman of sour chevala, anichi dance it turning in, yegi, ani. Pagita taba chabanam ji dance damon pa se se ani pagita kalsona damon pa tawar se se ani dance lamba tishi tu statire.
Well, a person who is looking for honey would have to get through the bees before he can retrieve the honey, yeah? And the person who knows how to do that and skillfully is able to extract the honey, separate the bees from the honey, right? What do you call them?
Oh, toxine. That bit tedan soma chese, tonda tere. That tongson chimbo sin, tonda in tere. That sanjala chache. That tonda tere. Tongson chimbo sin, da. Okay. Tamje chambala pa chache. That tene. Tigi, ane simje yula. Simje chuni. That kamdi shin yungbo. That tere. Okay. That dangzi na shin. That. Our rochipas come to Shinibo, said Tamjalong, Yermaba Yimbashi. The dancers wrong my Rashim, but Tenashi come to Shinibo, Rashim, or Chabramaba Tedeji, and it Tamjalayaba, Sixe, and it Kalsanta, Pagitelet, come to Shinibo Tele Yubi, Jibanam, Pa, Pa, Sanjay Chumdenti, and it's Pa, Savarche, Stanton.
So likewise, the great sage here, the Buddha, sees that that all sentient beings possess this. Buddha sees that sentient beings sees the suchness of the minds of sentient beings, sees that sentient beings possess the basic constituent, the Tathagata essence, yeah, and which is just temporarily obscured, yeah. And he then teaches a way to remove those obscurations.
What did it? That on that day, that did to get what that did it, but not also did it. What did it? That on that did it, Bagita? Did they that come to see you for rushing Wesawa? Ah, Lobo, which you mean, Tim Devate, and it's exciting, it should it. What top, and it don't choose you could go here, and it's Carsore, that Jiba Tedale, and towards here, and it a cups of Cartocoran Janan Tireta, Pugishana, Palanyapa, Jambarche, or Tisuita.
I mean, in essence, we are pretty much the same thing. The Buddha sees that sentient beings possess the Tathagata essence, and sees that, you know, the nature of our minds are as clear light. And that the defilements that are obscuring this suchness are advantageous. And then through turning the wheel of Dharma, enables sentient beings to be free of the obscurations. Yeah. And here, in this example, you can take here the obscurations to also mean the second obscuration here, yeah. The dormant anger.
Oh, Tuxine, that tenema, that suba, anisi, demo, you palanyawa, that the person had it, tenema, present, chidra, but the dream, nimboni, say, present, that, consulent, shall also make in a kind, and you won't even give it, dollar, churchy, gave, or rotter, you are means.
The next three verses have to do with the third, third example, kernel in the husk.
Oh, so long, do I? What did you say? What that on that dealer, that did it? Any person that penna, penna, pocket that, penna, do, and it's a papa than Dembati, Masala, that on the Minam guitar, penna, that jet down, Tolosom, long chain to Galata, papa, the sage, and it's a seven, 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 and it's a
leave these grains in their original state, you know, in the husk, if they are unhusked, then we'll not be able to enjoy them, we'll not be able to eat them. So as such, you have to remove the grains from their husk, isn't
it?
So, and just as verse 108 says, just as the kernels of rice, buckwheat, and barley not removed from the husk and still with bristles, do not serve as delicious food, isn't it? Right? It's not delicious, isn't it?
Oh, to yes, that yes.
Just as a kernel of grain is trapped in a husk, obscured, hidden by the husk, likewise the natural purity of the mind is obscured by the adventitious defilements. The Buddha liberates sentient beings through showing them the Dharma, and through that, you know, then sentient beings are able to free themselves from their obscurations. So, what do you think of the second half of verse 107? It says, as long as it is not freed from the mixture with the defilements of the afflictions, does not manifest the deeds of a conqueror in the three existences. The verse is saying that as long as sentient beings are not freed from their afflictions, the Buddhas do not work for them, right?
The sentence saying that, or no? Huh? What's the sentence saying that? Sivasum to Dumishi Sigda. Do it to Chigamara Sigda, Karisigas. Huh? What's the verse saying? I'm hearing that from the verse saying that. And what the verse saying?
As long as it is not free, what is it? Huh? So, whatever it is, yeah? As long as it is not freed from the mixture with the defilements of the afflictions, then what does not manifest? Does not manifest the deeds of a conqueror in the three existences.
My English is not very good, but I try, okay? I think it's here.
Actually, frankly, I have no idea what it's saying in English.
I try, okay. Nah. It seems to me that it says that as long as the Tathagata essence is not free from the whatever mixture with the advantageous defilement of the affective emotions, we cannot achieve maybe wisdom truth body, which will manifest this to help sentient beings. To help sentient beings in the three realms.
I think, anyways, the translator's comment is more to do with the language, because in Tibetan, the language is not, it can be ambiguous at times, that it can be read in different ways. You know? So, of course, when you translate into English, then if you translate the meaning, right? So instead of translating the words alone, you translate the meaning, yeah? But of course, then you only get one meaning, but anyway, the meaning is that, basically, yeah, I mean, logically, it has to be that. It's like, yeah, the conqueror here is the basic constituent, the Tathagata essence, yes. And it is just temporary, it is obscured by the advantageous defilements, right? As long as you're obscured by the advantageous defilements, you don't have the Dhammakaya, right? Then as long as you don't have the Dhammakaya, you can't be working for sentient beings, right? As long as the Dhammakaya is not actualized, as long as the mind is still obscured by the advantageous defilement, then one cannot perform, obviously, the deeds of a conqueror. Since the welfare of the sentient beings of the three realms cannot be fulfilled, if the mind is still obscured with the advantageous defilements, as such, the Buddhas turn the wheel of Dharma to help the sentient beings purify their obscurations.
Right? Jibe, Nimik Sunguyar, Ta, Tondai, Jibata Jabaina, Nimitin, Ta, Sibasumi Dewe, Anishi, Tunchituyamaris, Ta Jibata Jabaina, Ta Nimik Chaguar, Sibasumi Dewe, Tunchituyamare, Chesan, Ta Tindig Jibata Sever, Sever Tundu, Ta Sanjigita, Chutan City.
Here, the faults of the obscurations are highlighted. Yeah. Because of the obscurations, one cannot work for the welfare or sentient beings of the three realms. Yeah. As such, then there is a need to purify or to remove those obscurations, the advantageous defilements.
What in the shot that in a matter 다
So, okay, so of the nine observations, we are finished with the first three. Then the fourth one is a strong manifest affliction. Yeah. Okay, so this is counted as one observation. So, and that is link with the next four verses, I think.
Oh, that to that take up later, Benata, to that tire, that Kona Sumana Shire, Benata, Missy Lamb to Josh, that to day, that Koranata, Chick Sertin, Anishi, Missa, Nam to Long Sheta, Anishi, that Benata, Jigbal Miguru, Chosen, Seti Tire, that Guru Padita. But the Lord gave birth to Pagita, so we don't never in Naya, said you all at the joy metabasi. At this we are at the music with chickens, at this we are.
So here in there, it is an example of a person's goal that has fallen into a pile of rotten filth here. But the nature of the goal is such that even if it stays inside the rotten pile of filth for hundreds or years, its nature as goal doesn't change,
right?
Then imagine there's a worldly god or somebody who has this pure divine eye, who sees that there's this piece of gold in that pile of filth. He may tell somebody, hey, and there's a piece of gold there, take it out, and you can make something gold out of it. Yeah. Perhaps, you know, you can make fashion a statue of Buddha using that gold. Well, here the filth, the pile of filth here exemplify the three manifest mental poisons, right? And although, and then the goal here is analogous does exemplify the Tathagata essence, So the Buddha, through turning the wheel of Dharma, through teaching the Dharma, it helps a sentient being manifest that. The potential, through removing the adventitious defilements. So we were just going through the verses like that. But if you happen to see any words or phrases, that you're not sure of, that you can ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next three verses are related to the fourth obscuration, right? Fourth or fifth?
Shiva,
fifth,
right? Maba.
Yeah, four, fifth, yeah. 3+1, 4+1, 5, yeah. Which is the levels of the predispositions of ignorance.
Yep.
So here the examples of a poor somebody who's very poor, and whose house happens to be sitting on a mine on something very precious, but he's not aware, right? Or if you're not aware, you wouldn't go around telling people that you have something precious also, yeah. I mean, also then you can see in the verse, the treasure, also the treasure doesn't say, hey, I'm here, no.
Oh, that to that is so ne, that to that de la karsana, that de pecha se tuengi, pena simjin yi kam na, that pena to that simgi ting du sinar midu, that yi kam na sinar midu, that ti ting du, ane karsu are, that. That chetamje, that jurungi ter, that simrashing, number tapa, says you are, that to that.
Here the treasure is analogous of the treasure existing in the sentient being's mind, that treasure that is suitable to transform into a
Buddha. But Tila, Time Sato Shabai Mare, such as Chunijan, Sato Sawachi, Chunijan Yaman, Statidua, Taka, Time Shata, Same Chunijan, Sistua. So what? Time Shaba, Sistua. Time Shata, Same Chunijan. Tinder. Titotat Samuelson.
So this treasure of jewels residing in the mind of sentient beings is the Tathagata essence, right? Referring to the Tathagata essence, which is the mind's emptiness of true existence. Yeah. So this, it is naturally undefiled. And thus have a nature without newly establishing qualities and removing faults that existed earlier.
Rushing to a yomaris, rushing to be Tima yomaris, and this, such a shabbos yamaris.
So, this Tathagata essence is naturally undefiled. By nature, it is undefiled. It is a natural purity. And it is something that is not newly or freshly, you know, created through causes and conditions, right?
chima mebare sine ta dag tu chibi chima yo mare sine sato du shaba che ke mare sato shaba sato duba che ke mare sato tu kam deshi nyingbo ti gana dag tu mebare sine ta dag tu matubare sine sato shaba che ke mare sato.
So this Tathagata essence, it does not exist in and of itself. Yeah. It is naturally pure. It's undefiled. And this is not something that has come about newly. It means it's always been that, always been like that,
basically. Doctor Dubit, Timan, a sort of sour chavaje came at us. Did it?
And it is, in the Tathagata instance, is not freshly purified or, how do you say it? It's not freshly purified. Of a self.
That don't let the yeti shakwa dang sawa sa ti dwa da ti ne ti me shak dang sa ne chuni jang sa ti ne ti ti se jie gu ti me shakwa sa sawa sa ti me sa ne ti ma me ba sa ne da sa tu shakwa jie ma le sa ko dang bu ne dang me ba ra xin yin zang ti ma me ba si dang bu ne yi ba si sa tu shakwa jie ma le sa gu da. The Shavan says, Chima Mabas and Sato Shabaji Mares. Katuina, Dato Matuber Rashi to Native Shires, Timmy Shavan says. Chima Mabas and Sato Shabba Mares.
So the Tathagata essence is naturally undefiled, yeah. By nature, it's always been undefiled. That's the point. It is being undefiled. Is being empty of a self. It's not freshly or newly created.
That sawa said that go come to see Nimbo di, then come to see Simbi Chuni di, tell us, Poggy Salwa said, Doctor Dubitima Sawa Sene, Tideja Kayo Maresco, a cigarette says, Doctor Dubitima Sawa Sene, Tide, your mother's got two of Nina, Doctor Dubitima Medevashires, what is Sunday.
And the Tathagata essence is not something that has been purified of a self. Because right from the beginning, well, since it, from the moment it existed, which is no beginning, it has always been free, devoid of a self. So yeah, this is an explanation of that the lines in verse 114, yeah, naturally undefiled and thus having a nature ultimately without newly establishing qualities and removing faults that earlier existed.
Yeah. Rangi jilaya ma matokpa na ani matokpa insa ta tarbe dewa ya ani tarbe dewa ti tomato ga shi ta ani tinde ta tarbe dewa tomato ga ani dungalgi na dewa shi ari jundu na dewa shi yuku ya re sotir.
Well, because of not realizing this Tathagata essence, then one does not experience the bliss of liberation, and as such one is always tormented by suffering. So a poor person obviously experiences poverty. So here, in meanings here, we are talking about the poverty of the bliss of nirvana. Yeah, one is poor in that sense. Yeah. And then, of course, the Buddha eliminates this through turning the different wheels of Dharma.
Yeah.
You have to know these nine examples, yeah? And the nine obscurations. Here we are just listing out only, isn't it, right? It will become maybe a bit clearer in the future when we look at why and what are the reasons why certain examples are used, yeah? And why are they used to exemplify a certain meaning, yeah? So that will come earlier. But as for these nine examples, I mean, they're straightforward, isn't it? Examples themselves are easy, really easy. So the nine examples themselves are very easy. So you have to at least remember first what are the nine obscurations, yeah. But obviously there must be a reason why each example exemplify a particular obscuration, isn't it? Why is it that the example of a Buddha dwelling inside a lotus? Why is it that the lotus exemplifies the obscuration of dormant attachment? Then you know the third example, you have a kernel inside a husk. You know, why does that husk exemplify dormant bewilderment? Okay, you can say ignorance, but dimuk bewilderment. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that will come, yeah, in the near future, okay.